Yeah, it's getting to be a trickier world. Leftists are making life miserable for everybody. It says, and left-leaning feminists are just making it that much more miserable all around. It's like, I can't do, you know, my freedom is being curtailed. So yeah, the Boy Scout thing is interesting. It's over. Well, it's going to be over. But it does make somebody say, why do they decide to announce this so early? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. The basic thing is, no, you're still just as supportive of scouting tomorrow as you were yesterday.
Maybe those who want to get their Google stuff, they want to have that much time to get it tomorrow.
Huh. Well, that makes some sense. It also gives the families that in the church that are really scouting families a chance to organize themselves outside of the church. You know? We still want to do kind of a Mormon-oriented troop, especially in Utah, right, where it's, I mean, it's just so ingrained in the culture. And that's where it's going to be the actual hardest to pull off. Most places outside of the Jell-O Belt, it never really worked very well anyway. So it'll just be fine. The guy's going, oh, thank goodness. You know, just like you. I said, we were doing this because we had to. We weren't doing it because we wanted to. Scouting needs to be voluntary. I said, you know, we had too many people that felt compelled to be in scouting. And it jaundiced the whole thing. That was my primary problem with it, was it needs to be
voluntary.
The people who want to be here need to want to be here. this is one of the
leaders.
Yes, the whole thing. You know, it says that's why communism doesn't work. You can't force people to do things and then smile and say how wonderful. You know, this isn't working, and you go, yeah.
I like this
message. I'm sorry, what?
It's like this message thing, you know.
Yeah.
Or missionaries, you can't say, you need to talk to your friends. Well, tell your friends. We'll go make some.
You're going. But then you have the whole other problem of how many people at church go to church because they feel like if they don't, they're going to burn in hell. The old classic Catholic way of looking at it. And you're going, we've got to get past that somehow.
Yeah, I used to go to church because I love being there.
Yeah. Now it's just more of an obligation, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because the Lord...
Could be.
You know, I'm pretty sure I love being around the people that were here.
Yeah.
Now.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed being busy in all of my homes, you know?
I don't know. It's been noted by others.
What?
Oh, I forget his name. Gosh, dang it. He used to be a high counselor. He might still be. Anyway, he had brought it up, and he had said, oh, you guys need to have more activities you need to do to get together more. And it's like, well, maybe. I says, yeah, should I? I don't know if it's just because it seems like people have agendas going. Or they're all trying to make the place something it's not. You know, I remember in Lubbock it was, you know, there was a few families who felt like that it was very important to have the Utah experience. And it was all about, well, back here in this is the way we did it. Back here in this is the way we did it. And it all of a sudden became wanting it to be something else. You know? The church was more correctly run someplace else, and we need to do that. See, and Tewkesbury was small enough that it didn't attract many people like that. Not the occasional ones. I thought Hoyt handled it pretty decently.
Yeah.
Royal City. Yeah. They were always doing the Royal City garbage. And you go, yeah.
Why don't you go back to Royal City?
Can't go back. Let me go forward.
You know, when I had to announce to me that you were in the quote unquote potluck, I said,
it's not a potluck, it's a dinner.
I said, we're going to have a linger longer Mexican dinner. I said, I refuse to call it a potluck because it's not a potluck if you make an assignment. And I said that.
I know. That's exactly what I said. It's not a potluck. I mean, I get crazy about semantics that way. Just say for what it is. Yeah, it's a linger longer.
Linger longer Mexican dinner.
I think it comes from a basic distrust.
Yeah. Because that's what they were saying. And it's like, well,
it's a potluck. Yeah. Just say you have salad. Just says it's fine.
And Heather's like,
well,
but Lisa, I don't like that.
And you go, you're trying to steer this.
Yeah.
Just quit trying to steer it.
How could you be surprised?
I said, it's okay.
I always made a complete meal for my family.
And brought it.
And brought it.
And it went fine. And most of our people did too. And everything was fine.
You always had an entree, you always had a side dish, you always had dessert.
There was always something you could find in there that worked for you.
Yeah.
And if you were adventurous, it's like a buffet, man.
Yeah.
You can't lose. It's like going to Golden Corral. The food's substandard, but... At least you've got a variety. Something in there you're going to be okay with. Yeah. You're going, maybe that's just it. People, by and large, don't trust other people.
Wait, come on.
And I think it's generational. I really do. Our branch was older. Right? And I think they came from an ethic that you could trust people. And if they didn't come through, who cared? It came through well enough. It wasn't amazing. Oh. Yeah. And I think this current generation is really, or, you know, the people these days are really untrusting. And it's got to be a certain way.
remember I bought the
listing. Yeah.
That was like $30.
Well, yeah, Heather. I'm sorry, not to change the subject too much, but something alive. Heather was kind of getting on to me about the fact that she didn't think that the cleaning, building cleaning schedule was going to work. I said, it'll work good enough.
It'll work better than it was.
I said, and the nice part is that you won't feel obligated to do it time and time and time and time and time again. That's the thing I was trying to combat, was the fact that a group of about maybe 10 people were actually cleaning the church all the time. And you go, I wanted to get away from that. And they go, well, it's not being cleaned very well. And you go, that,
you know,
I said, you know what? That's what happened.
What I think the people are showing up cleaning.
Yeah, they are. And you're going, maybe people who have only done it for the first time.
Yeah.
And you're going, it works. It says, now, what works well? Conceptually, I don't know. It doesn't matter. If it doesn't get clean 1 week, but it gets clean the week after, that's okay. I'm not going to get weird about it. If only part of it's done sometimes, as long as it seems to be a good mix and everything gets done at some point around here, I said, wonderful. That's all I got to say. I was just making it so it wasn't too onerous for anybody. As the quorum leader, anytime it fell to my quorum, that was a big headache. Everything else would grind to a freaking halt while I was just beating everybody, and half the time I did half of it. Roped my family into it, even though my family's going to get roped into it the next time the Relief Society does it. And you go, ah. So, yeah, no. So, yeah. It's like, but it's not getting done very well. And you go, just trust it's getting done well enough. Trust. Trust. People, some people actually want to get to the celestial kingdom around here. I said, is it a pathetic number? Yes. But they're here.
Yeah.
And you're going, frankly, I'm much more worried about making sure they're happy than making sure everybody else is.
Well, Ken Virgin's story is not the world, it's the church.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I look around and I think,
oh, yeah.
I don't think there's even 5 more. I think there's maybe
2 or 3. And you go, that's okay. I said, all God's here to do is to give you, yeah, is to give you opportunity. They are rocking the whole thing. It's zero escaping. Yeah. Yeah, I know. But on some level, it looks better than what like we've got in our front yard.
I think I would rather have.
Yeah?
I do.
Even if you have to vacuum it, that's okay. Yeah. There's something to be said for it. And it does. You really have to take a good look at it to figure out that it's not just really nice, really short grass. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh. I tell you, Lisa. I'm grateful for you. Oops. Yes, ma'am.
Team 2.
Okay, we're good. You think?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the more I see how the world is going. I'm so grateful to be married to you. You don't have to agree on everything. As long as we're just nice to each other. And it's like, thank you.
There's a job, something different, Will.
Yeah?
For a cook.
Oh. What? You're not thinking about getting involved in that, are you?
But that's what, if I could not be out, what now? It's no publication. And, I have a class next week.
Yeah. They are accustomed to working around college. They usually pick up college students. You'd have to tell them you're a college student. So they wouldn't say, oh, we're going to hire her because we know school's not going to interfere with her schedule. And you go, yeah, well, just not too bad. She only takes one class. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Is that really what you want to do?
No.
Because I know my feeding schedule is going to get crappy, and the extra money you bring in won't make up for the fact that we're going to have to eat more. Yeah, and I think that's going to eat up every single thing. And the taxes.
Yeah.
The taxes are going to destroy us. You'll just be paying the federal government for the privilege, and it's like, why am I giving them the money? They don't need it. So, yeah. And here's the sad part. We would probably ultimately do better tax-wise to start filing separately if you started doing that. You wouldn't even feel married, would you? We're just living together. Yeah, see? And it's just a psychological thing, but still, it's there. The whole thing about why bother getting married. So, anyway. I have no idea what the future is going to look like. I just know it's going to be quite a bit different. And that the knowledge and wisdom of the past is going to do exactly what the scripture said. It's going to fail us for just being worthless. It says, I tell my kids to be independent, to go out and do whatever it takes to make an independent income, get ahead as much as you can. And you're going, pretty soon, I don't think that's going to work. You're going to have to do more what the girls are doing. Live in some kind of weird commune. With some kind of strange patron. You know, Shana's place. Nobody there owns that place. Some weird organization, you know, owns it. And everybody working there is just working there for, you know, room, board, whatever. You know, I won't be surprised if a lot of us end up being in those kinds of circumstances in the coming generation for just being, this is just the way it is. There are very rich people, mostly says, and they're not even doing this because they're nice. They're doing it as a tax dodge. My whole existence depends on rich people trying to avoid their taxes. You can get weird about it, but at some point you gotta say, you better shut your mouth. He doesn't have to keep you around here. He can just decide, no, he can't. They don't work here for me anymore. And you go, keep your mouth shut. be grateful. That may actually be the thing that turns us from being self-centered, thinking that we're masters of the universe, into grateful people who say, somebody much bigger and much more powerful than I am hasn't decided to make my life miserable. I appreciate that. I'm grateful. That's why I kind of say the celestial kingdom's a manor. And if you're God, you've got a lot of people working for you. It says, but they will be good people. You know? Who will say thank you. You don't treat them bad, and they don't make your life miserable by spitting in your face and calling you evil. Because that's what people are doing now, even to God, right? Ah, you're evil. You make me do stuff I don't want to do.
I don't want that kind of God. I don't want it.
Yeah, and then you go, well, okay. It says, trees don't have to produce fruit. I ask them to, and they do. I can tell them to stop doing it, and they won't. and then what will you eat? Rivers don't have to keep flowing. Yeah, until I take all those away, too. Until people see he is the Lord of the manor. Be grateful. Just be grateful. So the sad part is you're going to have to learn it through a very hard lesson. That it's going to return to those kinds of conditions. It already is kind of morphing that way. It's going to get more that way. It'll be more direct and visceral. The Capulets and the Montagues, man. You're wearing the Capulet badge. You go, you're not in the family. No, but I'm in service to the family. And and that's where your loyalties lie. What we have right now is a bunch of people that have no loyalties, except for whatever makes them rich or happy or their favorite vice. And you're going, God will kill it when evil gets far more effective at being able to capture men's hearts and minds. Then God cuts it off. And I think that's what happened. The people in Noah's time learned how to make evil sustainable.
Oh, I think we figured that out.
I don't think we're quite there, but we're really close. Of course, it's the whole thing of, how many more decades? And you go, oh, it could be several. But it's got to be visceral. It's got to be in your face. I work for this guy. Well, he's evil. And you go, I don't care. I don't care. I feed my family. And I give all my allegiance to him. Yes, he's evil. Yes, he's wicked. I don't care. Are you going to be a part of the wickedness he's peddling? And you go, gosh, yes. Why? Because if I don't participate in it, he'll cut me off. He doesn't like feeling like somebody's better than he is. He likes loyalty more than anything else. And you go, yep. Yep, yep, yep. It says, is that when God's going to come? Yes. When it gets to that point, and it's like, okay, I've gotten everybody that can be got. Everybody else is already accounted for. There is no more souls to win. It's over.
I love you. I love you too. Especially now that your breakfast is
over. Oh, yeah? I didn't do my thing this morning.
Oh, no. By tonight, it must be bad.
I'm sorry. We'll have to try to remind each other.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Okay.
I love you.